Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at the circular economy, specifically how it's making its way into agriculture.
Yeah, it's a really interesting area right now.
We'll be looking at examples from all over, different countries and different approaches.
Yeah, and we've got some great examples.
We've got entrepreneurs, researchers, farmers.
Exactly, a lot of different perspectives.
And all of them are using circular economy principles in their own unique way.
Right. Seeing how these principles are being applied, I mean, in so many different ways, it's exciting, you know?
Yeah. And you get these totally different viewpoints. Like, we're going to be hearing about using drones for sustainability and turning waste into something valuable.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool one.
And even a farm that has gotten rid of all, like, single-use plastic.
Oh, wow.
So let's jump right in.
Okay.
Our first stop is Lithuania, where we meet Mindaugas Dorelis, CEO of Agrodronas.
Okay.
They're using drones in their farming practices.
Yeah, drones are a great example of how tech can be used for sustainability.
I mean, I can see how that would reduce emissions, right? I mean, if you're not driving tractors through the fields all the time.
Exactly. Mindaugas, he points out that it really cuts down on the need for all that heavy machinery in the fields.
Makes sense.
Less fuel consumption, fewer emissions.
What about, like, fertilizer and pesticides?
Right.
That's a big one in terms of environmental impact, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the precision of using drones really helps.
Okay.
Farmers can apply exactly what they need only where they need it.
So they're using less product overall.
Yeah. Less products, lower costs, and less of an impact on the environment.
Makes sense.
And it's not just the amount they use. It's the timing, too.
Oh, okay.
Drones help them get the timing just right.
Okay.
To maximize the effect so they don't have to waste anything.
That makes sense. I know the EU is pushing for more sustainable agriculture these days. Does this kind of tech fit in with that?
Oh, absolutely. It aligns with the EU Green Deal perfectly. Reducing their footprint, you know, promoting sustainable practices. It's all there.
So this could work for big farms and small farms alike then.
Right. And that's one of the best things.
Aye.
It's accessible to both, meaning way more farms can, you know, start being more sustainable.
Data-driven agriculture. That's a pretty hot topic right now.
Yeah.
What else is coming up in that area? Anything new and innovative?
Oh, tons. AI-powered drones. That's a big one. They can, like, analyze crops, spot any diseases or pests.
Wow.
And they can even adjust how much fertilizer or pesticide is being used.
On a fly.
Yeah, in real time, think about it. Like swarms of these drones working together to get entire farms running at peak efficiency.
That sounds pretty futuristic.
It does, doesn't it? But it's closer than you think.
So from Lithuania with their high-tech drones, we're headed south to Italy, where we're going to meet Alessandro Eroli, who is an expert in biomass valorization.
All right.
He's going to show us how we can turn agricultural waste into a resource.
This is where you can see the circular economy in action.
Yeah.
Alessandro, he makes this really important distinction between residue and waste.
Interesting.
What might be considered waste in one system is a valuable resource in another.
Like in a circular system.
Exactly.
Okay, so what kind of waste are we talking about here, and how is it being reused?
He talks about a process called anaerobic digestion. It's used to treat waste from livestock.
Okay, so instead of it just being a problem, they're actually doing something with it.
Exactly. It goes into this big tank called an anaerobic digester, right? And in there, microorganisms break it down, but there's no oxygen involved.
I've heard of composting. Is this kind of similar?
Kind of, but more complex. You end up with two valuable products, biogas and digestate.
Biogas.
Yeah, it's a renewable energy source, so it can be used to create heat or electricity.
Oh, wow. So it's an alternative to fossil fuels.
Exactly. And then you have the digestate. It's what's left over, and it makes a great fertilizer.
So what was a disposal problem becomes energy and fertilizer. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
Right. Are there any downsides to this process, though?
Well, the initial investment can be pretty high. The infrastructure and the technology are expensive.
That makes sense.
And it can be a little tricky to maintain, but over the long term, it's really beneficial.
In terms of sustainability.
Exactly.
And it seems like this is a perfect example of closing the loop. You know?
Absolutely.
You take a waste product and turn it into something that can be used again in the system.
It's a great example.
So I get the environmental benefits, but are there any economic benefits to this for the farmers?
Oh, for sure. The biogas, that can cut down on their energy costs, and they can even sell any extra they produce.
Oh, okay.
And the digestate, that can replace or, you know, supplement the expensive chemical fertilizers they would usually have to buy.
Well, very interesting.
It all adds up to a more sustainable and resilient system in the long run.
So we've got drones in Lithuania, waste turned into resources in Italy. Sounds like we're seeing a lot of different ways to approach circular agriculture.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Let's keep going, shall we? Next up, Turkey.
Sounds good.
So in Turkey, we're going
Stop.
to be looking at this concept of twin transformation, which I've heard of, but I'm not really sure what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Dr. Erkin Aktaş, he's an agricultural economist who specializes in this area.
Okay.
He calls it the coming together of digital and green transformations. You
Yeah.
know, they work together. Really, they're essential for a sustainable future, he says.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, we just saw how digital tech, like the drones, can be used for sustainability. But
Right.
how does that apply to agriculture more broadly?
Well, he points out that the way we do industrial agriculture now, it's got some big problems, right?
Okay.
Reliance on fossil fuels,
Okay.
all the chemical inputs,
Yeah.
and just the sheer amount of water it
Yeah,
uses.
those are all major
Well,
issues.
big challenges, both for the environment and for being able to, you know, feed people in the long term.
So this twin transformation is a way to tackle those challenges.
Exactly. It's about using digital technologies.
Okay.
Like precision agriculture, data analytics, and smart irrigation, stuff like that,
Okay.
to use resources better, reduce waste, and lessen the impact farming has on the environment.
Right. So, like we saw with the drones in Lithuania, being able to apply fertilizer and pesticides very precisely.
Right.
Are there other ways digital tech is being used to reach these green goals?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sensors, for example, and data analytics. Farmers can track soil health, water levels, how the crops are growing, all in real time,
Wow.
so they can make better decisions about how they manage their resources.
So it's about having information.
Yeah, constant feedback.
Okay.
Imagine like a whole network of sensors across an entire farm,
Okay.
giving the farmer all the info they need to optimize everything, irrigation, fertilization, pest control.
That sounds pretty high tech, though.
It is, but the benefits, like the increased efficiency and lower costs in the long run, and
Okay.
of course the sustainability benefits,
Yeah.
it makes it worth it for farms of all sizes.
Right. You know, not just the big
Okay,
operations.
so Dr. Aktaş is saying that this twin transformation also has to incorporate circular economy principles.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, it's about making sure those principles are part of that digital infrastructure we were just talking about.
Okay.
Data analytics can be used to, say, track waste streams, see where you can recover resources, and build more localized circular
So
system.
it's not just about the technology itself, but how you use it.
Exactly. And it's about moving away from that old linear take-make waste model
Right.
and instead, you know, embracing a system that's more circular, more regenerative.
Okay, so from high-tech Turkey, we're going to head over to Slovenia, where we'll see how a century-old apple orchard is combining tradition with some new innovations.
It's a really cool story. This family, the Akerks, they've been growing apples for generations.
Wow.
Jaka Akerch, he runs the farm now, and he's really committed to sustainable practices,
Okay.
but he also wants to honor their heritage, you know?
That's a really interesting combination.
It is, and you can see it in how they do things.
Like what?
Well, the way they plan the orchard is really important,
Okay.
where they plant the trees, the specific varieties they use. It's all carefully thought out to reduce any losses and to make the best use of their resources.
Wow. So they're really using their knowledge that's been passed down.
Exactly. But they're not afraid of technology either.
Oh, okay.
They use hail nets, they've got irrigation systems, and even weather stations to protect their crops and make sure they have the best growing conditions.
So they're really managing the risks.
They are.
Where else do we see this mix of tradition and tech?
Well, their processing methods are another example.
Okay.
They use all sorts of innovative techniques to make sure they don't waste anything.
Interesting.
They make juices, ciders, even dried apple snacks, so they're using the whole fruit.
So they got a whole range of products and they're reducing waste,
Right.
which makes good business sense.
And it's sustainable, and they don't stop there. They distribute locally as much as possible to keep their carbon footprint down,
Okay.
and they're always coming up with new ways to package their products using recycled and compostable materials.
That's great.
It's a really holistic approach. You know, they think about every single step from the orchard to the person buying their products.
So they're showing how tradition and innovation can work together.
Yeah, to create a food system that is sustainable and resilient.
And it's a reminder that sustainability isn't just about the latest tech.
It's true.
It's also about respecting those traditional practices, the
Yeah.
ones that have been working for so long.
Exactly. So from the apple orchards of Slovenia, we're going to go to Spain, where we'll hear about ancient organisms being used for sustainable agriculture.
All right.
get ready to be amazed by microalgae.
Microalgae.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that in terms of food and farming.
Well, Fidel Delgado Ramallo, he's from NeoAlgae.
Yeah.
It's a company that cultivates microalgae.
Okay.
And he explains how these tiny organisms can be a game changer for sustainable agriculture.
What makes them so special?
They're incredibly versatile.
Right.
They're being used in lots of industries, but agriculture is becoming a big one.
Right.
NeoAlgae, they're using them to make natural fertilizers and biostimulants.
So instead of using those synthetic fertilizers, which we know can be harmful,
right,
farmers could use these microalgae products.
Exactly. They can give plants the nutrients they need.
Okay.
Improve soil health.
Okay.
And increase yields, you know.
So it's about more than just replacing those synthetic inputs.
Right.
Are there other benefits?
They actually absorb CO2 from the atmosphere while they're growing.
Oh, wow.
So they're helping to fight climate change.
So they're good for the plants and good for the planet.
Exactly.
What about producing them on a large scale? Are there challenges there?
Well, you have to make sure that you're cultivating them sustainably.
Of course.
NeoAlgae, they use renewable energy sources.
Okay.
And they optimize their processes to make sure their impact on the environment is as small as possible. And they're also looking into closed loop systems so the water they use can be recycled.
It sounds like there's a lot of potential with these microalgae.
Oh, there is.
Could they be used for other things outside of agriculture, I mean?
Definitely. They could be used for biofuels.
Oh, wow.
Pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Even wastewater treatment.
That's amazing.
It's a really exciting area.
So for our last stop on this circular agriculture journey, we're going to Scotland, where a dairy farm is getting rid of single-use plastics.
Yeah. Bryce Cunningham, he runs Mosquito Farm.
Oh, what?
He and his family, they decided to get rid of all single-use plastic from the farm.
Wow, that's a big change.
It is. He was really concerned about the impact plastic waste was having on the environment.
Yeah.
And he realized that dairy farms use a lot of plastic for the milk bottles and all the packaging.
Yeah.
He wanted to show that it was possible to run a successful dairy farm, but still be environmentally responsible.
So how did they manage to do that?
Well, they made some big changes. Oh. Switched to glass bottles for their milk.
Okay.
And they started using reusable containers for other dairy products.
Okay.
They even have a deposit return system so customers can bring the bottles back.
That's a big step. It goes against how most dairy farms operate.
It does.
What do their customers think about it?
Oh, they love it.
Oh, really?
People really appreciate their commitment to sustainability.
Okay.
And they like the quality of the products. Their sales have actually gone up since they made the switch.
Oh, wow.
It shows that people are willing to support businesses that care about the environment.
So it can be good for business to be sustainable.
Absolutely, it can.
Do they face any challenges making this transition?
Well, the initial investment,
I can imagine,
for new equipment and all that was a bit of a hurdle.
Okay.
But Bryce says it's been worth it because they're saving money in the long run by not having to buy all that disposable plastic.
Yeah.
And of course, they had to, you know, explain the new system to their customers.
Make sure they understood it.
Right. But overall, people have been really supportive.
That's great. It's inspiring to see how one farm taking this stand can encourage others to make changes.
It is.
But getting rid of plastic, that's just one thing, right?
Yeah.
Are there other sustainable practices they're using at Mosquito Farm?
Yeah, they're committed to it across the whole operation.
Okay.
They use a cow with calf system, so the calves stay with their mothers longer.
Okay.
It's better for the animals and produces better milk.
I mean,
and they're organic, no synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, or herbicides.
So they're really thinking about the animals, the environment, the community.
They are.
What are some of the challenges they face doing all this?
Well, organic farming can be more labor intensive.
Okay.
And it can be harder to deal with pests and diseases.
Right.
But Bryce says the rewards are worth it.
Okay.
Healthier animals.
Yeah.
Higher quality products.
Right.
And a healthier environment.
Their story is really inspiring. It shows that you can produce good food.
Yeah.
That's good for the planet. Good for the animals. Good for people.
It's about creating a system that gives back, you know.
And it shows that people want this.
Yeah.
They want transparency, sustainability in their food.
They do. They're making choices based on their values.
It's clear that the circular economy is gaining traction.
Yeah, it's not just an idea anymore. It's a real solution that people are using all over the world.
We've seen how it's being implemented in all sorts of ways in agriculture.
From drones and microalgae to those traditional apple orchards and plastic-free dairy farms.
And it's leading to real benefits.
Fewer emissions.
Less waste.
Using resources more effectively.
Creating a food system that can last.
Exactly.
And it's not just huge companies or governments doing this.
Right.
It's individual farmers, entrepreneurs,
right.
people showing that change can happen anywhere.
Exactly. Everyone has a role to play.
So what does this mean for our listeners? Like, what can they do in their own lives to support this shift towards a more circular economy? I mean, especially when it comes to food.
Well, I think it starts with awareness, you know, knowing where your food is coming from,
okay.
how it was produced,
right.
and what kind of impact it has
on the environment.
Exactly. Look for things that are, you know, sourced locally,
what?
Organically grown.
Okay.
And look at the packaging. Is it sustainable?
What about, like, outside of the grocery store? What can people do at home?
Reduce food waste.
Okay.
Compost your food scraps, things like that.
Yeah.
Support businesses that are, you know, using these circular economy principles.
Okay.
And advocate for policies that that promote sustainable agriculture.
So it really is about changing how we think.
It is. Moving away from that take, make, dispose mentality.
Yeah.
And looking at things in a more circular way, a way that gives back.
Not just with agriculture, with everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about making progress.
Every step counts.
Every step takes us in the right direction.
Exactly.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the circular economy in agriculture.
That was great.
We hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And learned something.
So much to think about.
And as always, we encourage you to keep exploring and keep diving deep into all the fascinating things out there.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
See ya.